Chapter 22. The Prototype of the New Soul Manifestation. After all we have said in the preceding chapters, we now place before you Chapter 10 from the Book of Revelation. This is a remarkable chapter, from which we would like to quote a few verses. "And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write them. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Verse 4. "And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little hook which is opened, and in the hand of the angel who standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little hook. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall he hitter in thy body, hut it shall he in thy mouth sweet as honey." Verses 8 and 9. The angel presented here is the prototype of the new soul manifestation. He is clothed in the cloud of the new magnetic status. The sevenfold rainbow of the Holy Seven Spirit is radiant above his head, as evidence of the fact that the magnetic brain system has been opened for the influx of the Spirit. And that this is possible is apparent from the fact that his face is like the sun. For when the Gnostic light power has ignited the fourth candelabrum, the light streams and surges out of the window of the forehead. Proof of the new status is also given by the two fiery pillars of the sympathetic nervous system being wholly accessible to the Gnostic current. The entity has an opened book in his hand. The book is open, which means that the new entity is linked with it and can read from the eternal fullness of salvation, the wisdom which is of the Gnosis. He is a mighty entity rising far above the dialectical regions. He has risen above everything dialectical. He is standing on the sea and on the land. And when he called, the seven thunders uttered their voices. The pupil of the young Gnosis can understand this. The seven thunders, or the seven voices, as they are sometimes called, are the seven aspects of the new soul system with its seven chakras. A chakra is a magnetic fire principle, a magnetic source, a magnetic station attuned to one of the seven magnetic Gnostic currents. That is why every chakra has its own vibration, its own voice, its own sound, so beautiful and strong that it is clear why the ancient bards spoke of the seven thunders, of the seven heads which together form the glorious name of God. This prototype has frequently been presented to you. What John saw, you too have seen. This being has a message for you, a message for you personally, which is that you should seal up the might, the blessing, and the majesty of this being and should not write them down. This means that you should not memorize or retain these things in the ordinary dialectical way, in the sense of intellectual preparation, and that you should not talk and chat about them as garrulous people would do. Keep silent about these things. They are too subtle and too holy to make them subjects for ordinary conversation. But what, then, is the meaning of this being? The person discovering it, the person to whom this prototype of salvation manifests itself, will know that the time is up, that the time has come, that the times have become full, that the Hora Est has now been uttered, and that the path should be walked now. He who sees this being of salvation clearly before him can know, now the time has come for me. The seventh angel of fulfillment has made himself heard. What are you to do now? Go. Take the opened book from the hand of the angel. Take it and eat it up. That is your task, to walk the path, to act. To eat what has been manifested to you is to realize it inwardly, no longer observing it outwardly, or dealing with it in a merely philosophical way. Take the book and eat it up. It will be bitter in your body, but in your mouth sweet as honey. You will now understand these divine words. The person who eats the divine gnosis and tries to digest it within himself eats a counter nature, and this bitterness for what is dialectical will affect his natural being. Its effect will be a path rife with bitterness, but this path will lead not to death, but to life. To a life sweet and delectable as honey. The life of renewal. And the person raised to this life can truly serve and save mankind. May this marvelous chapter 10 from the Book of Revelation be thus understood and thus realized.